Our clear skies and mild temperatures continue, but an increasing wildfire risk, a fire weather watch issued late yesterday, could be upgraded to a red flag warning today, which means use extra care. Now, Duval has a year-round fire ban, but it's a good idea to be extra careful, whether it's perhaps open grilling, an open fire of some sort, camping, that sort of thing. It's a kind of week where, despite a lot of rain last week, we dry out again very quickly this time of year. We've been emphasizing that. We're at the peak of our wildfire season, and we want to use some caution. Winds out of the west today, 10 to 15, but gusts of 20 to 25 miles per hour. So it will become increasingly breezy again by late morning through the afternoon. And while the wind speeds are not as high as the last few days, it's still quite breezy. Otherwise, temperatures stay gorgeous. Highs today will reach the lower 80s with very comfortable humidity, even a couple of degrees below average, and all the way down to around 50 tonight. Some inland areas will be down into the upper 40s. Now, the record for Jacksonville tomorrow morning is 45, set back in 1971, and we won't be too far from that. That is really something for this time of year, so open up the windows and, again, save a few bucks with Mother Nature taking care of your air conditioning needs. And then sunshine for tomorrow and Friday will reach about 80 to 85, still really nice at night, dropping down into the 50s. We'll start to feel that humidity over the weekend gradually, although it's not going to be extreme, and the temperatures will be a few degrees warmer. Highs will generally range from about 85 to 87 Saturday and Sunday, just a little bit cooler at the beaches, and we will finally have enough moisture by Sunday afternoon for a widely scattered inland mainly shower or thunderstorm. Looks to be mainly near and west of I-95 with coverage well less than half the area, but at least hopefully something to wet things down a little bit. If we do get isolated storms, we of course potentially elevate our wildfire danger even more because we don't get the widespread rain. We'll keep an eye on how that sets up in the situation in the coming days. And also of note, from a climatology standpoint, kind of interesting, our average low temperature right now is 60 degrees, which, of course, we've been well below that the last few nights. But the point of it is that average low temperature of 60 degrees is the first time it's been that mild since back in the fall, and it only goes up from here, of course, as we head through late spring and into summer. The average low temperature by May 19th is 65. By June 7th, the average low temperature makes it up to 70 degrees, and stays there through the rest of the summer. The peak average low temperature is on August 3rd, when the average is 74 degrees. And then by October 19th, we've settled back to an average low temperature of 60 degrees. And we get into the comfortable period there of later in the fall. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center, for 104.5 WOKV.